I think I was somewhat tough on Merton in my letters because of a certain stage of life that I was in at that time. I had just moved to Washington, D.C. from California. We had been a part of a Benedictine monastery, and that had ended quite sadly with an important priest being repressed and kicked out, so to speak, for his social concerns. And so I had moved through, as you might say, my own monastic stage, and I was somewhat critical about that, and I was moving into a situation in the inner city in a black neighborhood and so on. So I all of that kind of commitment was my orientation at that moment. And also for a number of years, I really had been sort of reaching out to dialogue with various Catholic theologians, religious leaders, and my real question was whether it was possible to be intellectually honest and be a Roman Catholic. I think for me that was the key question, and I had come very close to leaving Roman Catholicism under the belief that the, you might say, the infallibility complex made it impossible to be intellectually honest. And of course, that was before the I think the cultural impact that the Vatican Council had hit, which I think Catholics are much more critical now, but certainly in the period that I was exploring, the typical priest or theologian and so on felt the need always to defend the tradition. They couldn't essentially they couldn't admit any error. And so my question was whether it was I didn't have a problem with the fact that the church had made a lot of mistakes. My problem was that the church couldn't admit any mistakes. And that for me was a fundamental religious pathology that threw in question the viability of that as a place of healthy religious life. So I was really, in effect, searching for theological thinkers in the Catholic tradition that would be capable of real intellectual honesty, of hearing the questions I wanted to ask, you see. And so I was in effect asking Merton, are you capable of being honest?
And was he?
Well, I
Would he be in that pantheon of intellectual, honest
Well,
intellectual Catholic?
I think he was able to respond to a lot of those questions pretty authentically, and yet, in a sense, you can sense a certain disappointment in some of my letters as well. I mean, that I sense that's that same kind of defensive structure. And also, I had really gone through a quite a different kind of education than he had, because I had been socialized in historical critical method and biblical studies and so on. So in a real sense, I belong to a whole different generation in terms of my religious search. And so some of my questions were coming out of a kind of scholarship that in a certain sense he hadn't done.